Ah, motherhood. One minute, you're mom of the year.
I love you, mommy.
Then the next? Not so much. From bath time to bullying, from potty training to puberty, parenting is full of challenges. But one thing is for certain, you are not alone. Welcome to Modern Mom Probs. I'm your host, author, mother, parenting expert, Tara Clark. Join me while we tackle today's modern mom problems. Welcome back to another episode of Modern Mom Probs. I'm your host, Tara Clark. If you like what I'm doing over here, be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. Here on Modern Mom Probs, we try to solve modern mom problems. And if we don't, well, at least we have fun talking about them. Today's topic is Break the Rules to Create a Life You Love with Bethany Braun Silva. Bethany is an on-air parenting, entertainment, and lifestyle expert and the host of the Breakdown with Bethany podcast and web show on mom.com. She is the former editor of parenting.com and frequently writes about the latest and greatest gear for kids and parents, as well as topics on health, women's lifestyle, pop culture, home, and food topics. Her work has also appeared in People, Real Simple, Shape, and Parents. Bethany is the author of the book, Like a Mother, Banish Guilt, Blaze Your Trail, and Break the Rules to Create a Life You Love. Bethany, welcome to the show. You know what's funny? And I'm going to say this on the show because I'm going to say it now. It's like, I want to be you when I grow up. And so that's what we're going to be talking about.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I do. No, because you're like an absolute media powerhouse. Like you do, I feel like you do all of the things.
That's wild. Thank you. Because that's what I am aspiring to be. So the fact that you're sort of seeing that means so much. So I've been at the editing digital media thing since 2011, but I've only been at this TV thing since the pandemic, since 2020. And it was always a dream of mine. I was so afraid to go after it. And in the last, what are we, 2.5, 3.5? I don't even know what year we're in anymore.
But yeah, like 3 years from it. Yeah.
But I feel like I'm doing it and I cannot believe it. Like, so thank you. It feels awesome. I can't believe it. And I want to say I did it all myself. Of course I had people help me. I got media training. I had mentors and things like that. But the fact that I am where I am in the last few years, we mentioned this. You recorded on my podcast. I'll just go ahead and say it. Sometimes we just have to give ourselves that freaking pat on the back and
Yeah, you do. We don't often give ourselves a pat on the back as much as we should and as much as we deserve to. So yeah, pat yourself. Go ahead. Pat yourself on the back because you deserve it. So how did you break into TV like that?
Well, so when you're an editor, and at the time I sort of had the idea I want to be on television, and was that a lot of editors go on TV. They go on the Today Show or local news to talk parenting tips or great products for the summer, or back to school. And I was like, well, I want to do that because, I say this a lot and I say it a lot because I mean it. My audience, and not just me, the people that watch me and listen to the podcast, I've been writing to parents, to moms since 2011. I've been writing content for them, service-based content for moms since I became a mom myself. They are so important to me because I was my demographic. I was that mom looking for this content. I was that mom in the pandemic not knowing what the hell was going on. So I was that mom. I was creating content for that mom. And so it's so important to me. So the idea of wanting to be on TV felt, one, because I just thought it was cool. And I was like, oh, I think I can do it. But also because, oh, I can reach more people. So really taking my platform seriously, to provide information, fun, and relatability is really important. And that's why I wanted to do television.
Check, check, check. You do all of those things. You're super relatable and you're fun to watch and you're fun to listen to. So yeah, mission accomplished.
Thanks.
But I totally do. I want to be you when I grow up. I'm like, I'm going to be leave all of this behind. I'm like, I want to be Bethany. Like, put me on QVC. Let's do it.
Oh my gosh, QVC is awesome. I mean, because to me, it feels like if I've never been in Hollywood, I've never been on a movie set, but to me, that's what it feels like. You walk into QVC and you're like, it feels like Hollywood. The sets are gorgeous. There's full production teams. Everyone's buzzing with stuff. You're getting mic'd up. And I'm like, ooh, I love this. So it's so
fun. I'm a big deal. Let's do it. Oh my God. I love it. I think that is so cool. So you have a new book out.
I do. I have
which
it
is exciting.
Can I show it? Please do. I know we do. But okay, this book is is wild because I'm all about like, I shouldn't even preempt this, but I self-published and I was really kind of as an editor and like having led a lot of like amazing parenting brands, I felt like really bad about that, to be honest, because I had this book and I had this idea that I was sitting on. And I was like, you know what? I think I'm just going to self-publish it. And to me, that kind of felt like maybe I lacked a little bit of legitimacy as an author, as like, you know, credibility. But I'm just like totally owning it now. And like, because actually I literally own the book and that was important to me. And I know you give away like a lot of your rights. I've talked to a lot of, you know, moms who've written books and, you know, editors, and like you give away a lot when you go the traditional route. But that's not to say like, look, if a publisher offered me a deal for a second book, I would take it in a heartbeat. But I wrote this book based on my experience of kind of like not doing things in order. The book is called Like a Mother, but it was originally called First Comes Love. It's sort of like a play on the nursery rhyme, First Comes Love, then comes marriage, then comes baby in the baby carriage. And I had felt like I had just completely effed that up. Like I did not do that, do things the right way. I was, you know, I'm not, you know, reinventing the wheel by saying I was a mother before I was a wife. Like, cause like millennials, like they sort of, I feel like we do that. Like, and a lot of my girlfriends do that too, you know, like, but I felt like, you know, after my second kid, I had this like mini existential crisis. I was like, I have two kids. I'm not married. I'm in this career that I had no educational experience with, no contacts, like kind of just like flying by the seat of my pants, but I'm doing it. And I was like, oh shoot. Like if I can do it with all of this, then I want other women to be able to do it too. And I think a lot of it was just kind of like an innate belief in myself. I talk about betting on yourself a lot. I use the quote from Beyonce. She's like, I don't like to gamble, but if there's one thing I'm willing to bet on, that's myself. And I just sort of did that without kind of knowing I was doing it. And then the podcast came and I was interviewing incredible women. I was like, okay, that has to go in the book too. So it's a compilation of my own experience, my journey with kind of like breaking the rules and the advice of 9 incredible women, everything from like self-care to work and ambition to relationships. So, yeah.
Yes, 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 yes. I love everything about that. And like you and I live similar parallel lives in as much as like we have the opportunity and the privilege really to speak to so many incredible people across the country, across the world, and we're able to glean those little gems from them to like enhance our own lives and the lives of our audience and our community.
Absolutely. One thing that I say, and I actually heard Tom Brokaw say this, I can't even take full credit. I don't remember what, I think I was at some like kind of event, some kind of journalism event. And he said, and it struck me so, so profoundly. He said, if you can learn, you can succeed. And that really is the basis of this podcast is for me. I'm learning every second by talking to women like you, to talking to, you know, celeb moms, experts, entrepreneurs. The podcast is for everybody, but really it's me just sitting there like absorbing knowledge from women and then hoping that I have a big enough platform that I can share this incredible knowledge. But to me, that has been everything. And that sort of goes along with what I was saying before. Like I wanted to be a journalist, but had really no business in that world. None. It's such an incredible like profession. And I was just kind of like, oh, I want to do this. I want to tell stories without like any degree, any kind of formal training, nobody like backing me up. I just had the audacity, which is something Gabrielle Union actually says a lot. So I admire someone who I really, really deeply admire. So I tell my kids that too. I'm like, just because you don't know something doesn't mean you can't do it. If you have a willingness to learn, a desire to learn, and just like the wherewithal to go out there and do it and just like try to be better, you can do anything. And that's sort of what happened with me.
I guess. Yes, yes, 1,000% yes. It sort of reminds me, do you know Kanika Chattagupta?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Mom Sense. It's Total Mom
Sense. Yeah, that's Total Mom Sense. Yeah. So she was on the show a couple of weeks ago and she was saying something similar about like, you know, how lucky we are to chat with people and like get all of this great information to then enhance our lives. I feel like the three of us should like do dinner together.
Like a mind meld, right? Like just hang out. Yeah.
Yeah. That would be our own mind meld, but we'll table that for later. And if Kanika's listening to this one, then she'll know. Actually, I'm going to see her tomorrow night at an event that we're hosting. So I will mention it to her. So going back to the book, Bethany, the title, I mentioned it earlier, but I'm going to say it again. It's Like a Mother, Banish Guilt, Blaze Your Trail, and Break the Rules to Create a Life you love.
It's a mouthful. I love
it is a mouthful, but you know what though? But it describes exactly what I'm going to be getting from the book. So like my question to you is like, how do you do that? Where do you even start?
It's crazy, right? Where do you even start? And actually, I mentioned this wasn't the original title for the book, but then like I got to thinking, you know, like imagine, and I write this in the book too, I'm like, imagine a world of mothers who gave themselves the love, the support. I don't know what I'm blanking now, like, but like the same thing that we give to our children, that we give to the world, that we give to our partners, like that same kind of care and just like encouragement, like, okay, you messed up, baby, do it again. Imagine if we just told ourselves that, what kind of world would this be? And so that's sort of why I changed the title. I thought it was definitely more impactful. And it's like, within the book, I want to encourage women to talk to themselves like their own best friend. I'll say it again, bet on themselves, follow those passions. And it doesn't mean that you have to go after that big dream of being an entrepreneur. Maybe your dream is to just love yourself a little bit more. Maybe it's to be more present with the kids. Whatever it is, wherever you're at, just make sure you're to meet yourself in that place unapologetically.
Yeah, so many of us don't. You know, we're so harsh to ourselves when we are giving our all to our family, our careers, our spouses. And then we sort of, you know, leave ourselves behind, unfortunately. But I think intentionality comes into that. Like, just like you said, like when we are intentional to say, you know what, Tara, it's okay. Like, I know you're anxious today, but let's see what we can achieve and cross off the to-do list. We're going to get through it together. It's okay. You know, and so I think it's really important to have a kind inner voice to ourselves, just like we would speak to with our children or anybody else.
Absolutely. I think, and it's like proven science too. I mean, we see a lot of these body positivity or like, you know, really kind of like even like manifesting coaches, like it works, right? So like maybe you feel silly talking to yourself in the third or first person and like, or looking in the mirror, and Mel Robbins says, give yourself a high five in the mirror. And at first I was like, no, I'm not gonna do that. That's weird. But it freaking works. It works. So just like embrace it. And like when you think about like the end game, right? Like what's the end game? It's you, it's your well-being, it's your mental health, it's your life. It's your life. You only get one, right? So what are you going to do with it? You know, I forget that exact quote, like with your one wild and precious life, like you got to just go for it. And I don't ever want to come off like overly positive, like saccharine. I know that we're all in the shit sometimes. It takes a lot to like even get through the day with kids. But I think that there are choices we can make to make ourselves better. And just we can do it for ourselves, and we should.
Yeah. Can I tell you a little thing that I do? I don't high five yes. myself in the mirror, but I do sometimes smile and wink at myself. Be like,
I love how reassuring, like, and kind of sexy. Yeah,
sometimes. And you know what? True story. I don't think anyone in the world knows that now, except for you and everyone listening.
Well, let's own that, because I might start doing that now. And if I do it, I'm totally going to, well, I hope you're okay. I'm going to tag you on social media.
Yes. If you do, please do. I will share it. Absolutely. I feel like I should do some piece of content about that, because
you have to. I love that. That to me feels better than the high five. I'm like, yeah, but I'm like, yeah. Okay, like, I'll wink at myself. Yeah.
Yeah. I do it sometimes if I'm like walking out of the bathroom or like walking out of a room where there is a mirror and I look in the mirror. I'm like,
I adore that. I love that. I love that.
I love it's that. True story.
That's incredible. That's what it's all about, right? Like own your crap, your weirdness. Own it, because yeah. Like, I'm like, people like, that's what we're here to do. Like, I just love that. I love that.
Yeah, I think that's important. You know, it's funny. I don't have any tattoos, but I thought that if I ever wanted to have a tattoo, I'd love the phrase. It's actually just a phrase, but it's in the beginning of a Lana Del Rey song, and it says, "Feet don't fail me now." And I feel like if I were to get a tattoo, I would probably do the quote, "Feet don't fail me now," because it goes back to what you were saying about betting on yourself. It's like, if you're not going to do it, who's going to do it, right? And you're the one that's going to bring on your own success. Obviously, like you said before, like you do have a team, there are people supporting you and behind you, but at the end of the day, you got to look at your own feet.
Yeah, I think, and you know, I think a lot of women, like, they wait for someone to give themselves permission. We do hold ourselves back a lot. You know, Sheryl Sandberg talks about that a lot. If we don't feel like we're qualified, we're not going to go for it. But who says that we're not? You know, I mean, like, right? So I'm all about it. Just going for it and being super encouraging of others. I know you're a big cheerleader for others. So
I am a huge cheerleader. We were talking about that before. I am everyone's biggest hype man. And you know why I think I am everyone's biggest hype man is that I'm not good about that for myself. So I find it so much easier to hype you up and hype my friends up and be like, this is the best content creator and this is the best writer and she's the best editor. You guys got to check out her work. You got to follow her, this and that. Because that is more authentic to me than for me to be like, I'm Tara Clark and this is the stuff that I'm doing and I want you to like pay attention to me, because that's not who I am. I am like, I want to bring everyone up together, and if they're doing good work and they're good people, then I want them to get the credit for it.
Yeah, well, Tara, your work speaks for itself. So you're already like, you're there, girl.
Thanks, but I feel shy about that. And that's going back to what you were saying about Sheryl Sandberg, saying like, we often, you know, if we don't feel qualified, then, you know, we're not going to step into that role. And that's something that I struggle with a lot. Like, who am I, Tara Clark, to come up and do X, Y, and Z and say X, Y, and Z? And it's like, you know, do I have a college degree? Yeah. Do I have an MBA? Also, yeah. But like, am I still qualified to do this kind of stuff? No.
Right. And that's what I was sort of saying before. It's like, maybe you're not actually qualified, but are you smart enough to learn? And do you have that, I keep saying that the word, like the audacity to kind of like go for it, then why not? Right. Just because I don't know how to do it doesn't mean I won't know how to do it. Just give me like a few hours. I'll figure it out.
This episode is brought to you by Modern Mom Style Box. Upgrade your wardrobe and enjoy unlimited styles for just $60 a month. Modern Mom Style Box is the first rental clothing subscription designed exclusively for moms and moms-to-be. Get started today with a free trial. Use promo code PTO. Yes, yes, I'm like that too. And I think as entrepreneurs, like how, like we have to, right? Like there's just no way, like you have to figure it out. If you can't, then I don't know, go on Fiverr and hire somebody to do something that you can't do or that it would take too much time for you. But for the most part, I think we are definitely those people that figure it out or find a way, right? I love the phrase, the audacity. And I really want to start like using that more in my own life. The other day, my son, he was so funny. I forgot what I said. Oh no, it was actually something that my mother had said to him. And he texted my husband, literally, the audacity. Because like grandma was babysitting, something happened. And my husband and I were out. We were actually at 230 Fifth Avenue. Have you ever been to
that bar
over there? Yeah. So we were at like an event over there at 230 Fifth. And something happened and my son wrote the audacity.
What did grandma do? Oh my gosh.
She was like, our alarm got tripped somehow. So then she was like, text daddy about like shutting off the alarm. And then she was like, let me see your text message. I want to make sure that you did in fact reach out to him about that. And she's like, my son was like, of course I did. Like, why would you ask to see my text messages? And so he was saying like the audacity of someone to ask to see your text messages.
Well, I guess when you're, what is he, 10
or 11? He's 10 and a half.
He's 10 and a half. Yeah. I guess when you're 10 and a half, you can accuse your grandma of having too much audacity for asking to see your phone.
Exactly. And trust me, I mean, she does have a lot of audacity. So like, I can't say that he wasn't wrong, but just
my mom too.
Like, just to send that as like a phrase in a text message, I just thought was hilarious. And so
sounds like a smart kid.
He is. He's very aware. He's like really perceptive. And so I thought that was a great one. That had me like laughing for days. And I'm glad that the alarm was fine. They were safe and everything was okay. It's just annoying when things like get, I don't know, there's a glitch and then it started to go off. Anyway, talking about like blazing your own path. So I want to talk about blazing your own path, because at one point, like, you definitively made a pivot, right? Like, you were an editor, especially like a digital editor on parenting websites and all of that. And then you're like, you know what? I don't want to do that anymore. I want to do this. And by this, I mean being an on-air personality.
Yeah.
How did you make that like pivot? How did you say, okay, now I'm going to blaze my own trail in this arena?
Yeah. So for a long time, I tried to do it while being an editor in the private sector. I thought, oh, a lot of the editors in this company that are working for other brands are doing it. And I'm really good too. Like, but no one would bet on me, right? No one would give me the chance because I hadn't done it before. And it was kind of like, it wasn't that long because, like, you know, I guess you can tell by my personality, like, I'm not going to wait around. But I got told no enough for me to be like, well, okay, this is not the right place for me then, because, and again, I don't want this to come off as like arrogant or egotistical, but like, I'm offering up to represent your brand, and not, you don't have to pay me extra. Like, I want to go out there and represent this brand in a way that's going to be impactful. And they just kept telling me no, no, no. And actually I was told word for word to just keep my head down. And then I was like, okay, well, this isn't going to work for me then. And then, you know, sometimes you come up against that in like the private sector. So I was like, okay, that's not going to work. And then I actually went to another job in the private sector and was kind of met with the same kind of thing. And then I just sort of had to like be honest with myself. Like, I might have to go off on my own and like kind of risk it and not have that steady paycheck if I want to do that. And so that's what I did. When I was at parenting.com, I was offered an interview with Mindy Kaling. It was on camera interview. It was really great. You know, Mindy Kaling, she's a big name. She's incredible. And I was sort of not able to do anything with it. I just sort of sat on it and like asked people like, oh, wouldn't this be cool to like publish on this site or that site? And I kept getting no, 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 no. And then finally I was like, well, I'm just going to start my own podcast, and checked in with like the people. Everyone, you know, gave me the green light on that end to use it. And that was like my first episode. So I had filmed this interview with Mindy Kaling before the podcast was even born. And I thought, you know what, if I can use this for my own thing, you know, then let me do it. It was a great interview. And so that was the first episode of The Breakdown with Bethany. And then just through, you know, relationships are very important to me, professional relationships. I cultivate them. I put a lot of energy into them. And so when I decided I wanted to do the television thing, I just started kind of like talking about it with, you know, PR gals, like, and who had those connections, like, maybe you can like, you know, let me give it a shot. Let's do a low risk network, you know, local network. Just let me see, just see how I do. And they were willing to bet on me. It gave me the permission to kind of bet on myself. And then we just went from there. But it was really being told no, and then just like not feeling like good about that. Like, I was going to have to, you know, make myself small or kind of like push that side of myself down. And that just also comes with experience, because if I was 25 doing that and going through that, I might have just been like, all right, fine, I'll work. But I was 35, 36 and was like, nah, I think I'm going to just go for it.
Yes. And I'm so glad you did. A lot of that does come down to experiences, because a lot of the no's that we heard in our early 20s, like, we would not accept now in our late 30s, early 40s. Like, I love that about being this age. You know, I loved being like 20 and that was great, fine, whatever. My body worked and whatever. Yeah. And like, but now, like, I loved my late 30s, early 40s, because that we're able to embrace who we are. We're able to know our worth more than we did then. Do you find that to be the case?
100%. Yeah, especially for someone like me who kind of like came up in this professional world. You know, I was the first one of my friends to have kids. I was 26. And then like shortly after dove into a career, I was a 26-year-old pregnant intern, like in a completely new industry. So it took me a while to kind of get that confidence to like really admit to myself, like, I'm good at this. I have a lot to bring to the table. Like, maybe I don't have like the journalism degree from Columbia and, you know, but I'm working harder than anybody right now. And, you know, and maybe, and if you don't see it, you don't see it, but I am. It took me a while. And so now I do know that. I do know what I bring to the table. And that's also was sort of like the catalyst for like wanting to write the book, wanting to start the podcast, because feeling like maybe we all kind of, it's like dues we kind of have to pay. Like, I hate to say that, because it really shouldn't be that way. And I don't mean like as women. I mean, just like as we grow, right?
As professionals. Learning curve
for, as professionals, right? It's like we kind of all have to like learn at our own pace, you know? So I think, But if we can get there a little bit quicker as women, I think we'll all be the better for it.
Yeah. What would you say to someone who is sort of in that position that you were at, let's say at 26? You know, she's not sure if she really is feeling her position in life. Like, she doesn't know where to turn. Like, what would you say to her? What would you say to your 26-year-old self now?
Yeah, I would say that everything, like, honor everything you're feeling. Because I felt like I wanted to be a journalist, and then I went back and forth for a long time. Like, oh, do I go to school? I actually did apply to a graduate program for journalism and got rejected because I didn't have enough qualifications. Like, I didn't have clips to show for grad. You know, graduate school is a big deal. So I got rejected, but it's actually the best thing that happened to me because I was able to, like, get a job, start making money, and then work my way up through there, like, that way. So what I would say to someone is to do all these things that I talk about, and is, like, reassuring yourself, encouraging yourself, and just, if it feels right, it probably is. And not that you shouldn't expect anyone to kind of, like, help you, but just know that, like, you have to be your number one cheerleader, and you don't have to always be loud about it, right? You don't always have to run in the door and demand flexibility and equal pay. Like, there are ways to do it within the system that I think work, especially if you're new. Like, you sort of have to, like, play the game for a little bit. So that's what I did, and it was frustrating at times, like, 'cause I was kind of, you know, it's a long time, 11 years, like, it's a long time to kind of now feel like I've got a handle on things. But I guess I would just tell that person, or tell, like, that woman to, like, to keep going, to trust their instinct. And if it doesn't feel right, it's probably not. And if it feels right, it probably is. And just keep on trucking. You'll get there. We all do eventually, right?
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, you just said, like, you're like, oh, I feel like where I'm supposed to be. I still am like, I don't know. Is this where I belong? I'm not sure.
Right. I mean, I think that we still, like, yeah, I might be coming off confident now, but no, there's still things like, yeah, I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing when it comes to my kids, to my husband, with my book, with the podcast, but, like, I just kind of keep moving through it and just trust that I'll, like, land wherever I land.
Yes. That's what I do, the same thing too. You're like, every day you just show up and yeah. You're just showing up for all of the things, and you just keep showing up, and then hopefully you're making an impact. At least that's what I tell myself.
Tara, I will say these conversations help me immensely. Like I was saying with the podcast, like, having conversations with women like you who inspire me, like, that's sort of what fills my cup too. It's like, no, yeah, okay, a mani and pedi is nice, but, like, work fills me up, and so do other women, like, a community of women. Like, it's so vital. It's so vital. So, like, I'm going to take everything from, like, our conversation today, and I'm going to have a really productive day because I feel so good. But that's, like, what it takes.
Yes, me too. It really does. I often say to my husband that it's hard because doing what we do as content creators, we're often working from home alone, sort of in silos. And unless we have these conversations with each other, then it's so lonely. And I feel like it, like, really depletes my batteries. And then I'm like, why do I do what I do? Oh, I don't even like making content. Oh, and then you're finding excuses and complaints. But when you have these conversations, obviously it increases your battery energy. And you're like, I love making content, and I love having conversations, and I want to keep doing this. And so I agree, going back to the conversation I think we had earlier about community, is that it's so important to find your people, and it's so important to find your community to really keep you going.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bethany, you're amazing. Tell everyone where we can find your book and where we can find you online.
So the book is called Like a Mother. I have to read it. Banish Guilt, Blaze Your Trail, and Break the Rules to Create a Life You Love. It's on Amazon. You know, I don't know if it's in stores yet, but it's on Amazon. It's really easy to find. And then, like you, Tara, I'm at Bethany Ron Silva across all the platforms, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram is probably the best place to find me. I am on Threads. I'm not so quippy, but I'm working on it. So
no, you're good. You're good. I follow you. No, I think you're super fun. I'm loving Threads. I don't care who knows it. I'm so happy that Threads have come back. You know, Instagram has come back full circle with the introduction of Threads, and I am absolutely there for it.
Yeah. And something I do like to say to sort of, like, dovetail that is that, like, please reach out to me. Like, if you're listening and you know, maybe want to be on my podcast or want to connect with me for a story, because I am also an editor in digital media. Like, I always encourage women to reach out to me. Just DM me. I'll see it eventually.
Bethany, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to today's episode of Modern Mom Probs. I hope you enjoyed our deep dive in today's problem with me, your host, Tara Clark. Join me next time when I'll be interviewing another great guest and tackling another modern mom problem. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave us a review and a rating. As always, you could head over to Modern Mom Probs on Instagram and give me a follow, or check out my book, Modern Mom Probs, A Survival Guide for 21st Century Mothers, available online wherever books are sold. Well, that's it for today. See you next time, folks.